Power of Five, we're speaking to one of the candidates for President of the United States from the Democratic Party. We're speaking to former First Lady as well as former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Good morning, Ms. Clinton. How are you today?
This is Hillary Clinton. Hi, how you doing?
Quite well, Madam Secretary. How are you doing? How's the campaign going?
So far, so good.
I want to thank you for taking time to speak to our listeners. Of course, the African-American vote is very important in Florida, and we're just trying to galvanize our folks to get out and vote.
Well, Rodney, every vote is important to me. I am campaigning across Florida, across all these other states to make my case. I want to knock down all the barriers that stand in the way of Americans getting ahead and staying ahead, dealing with everything from the need for more good-paying jobs with rising incomes to the questions you've asked about criminal justice to voting rights and Medicaid and all these issues that people are rightly concerned about. And I have a long history on behalf of these issues. And I also have a long history of working on behalf of civil rights and human rights and have a great relationship with many leaders and activists within the African-American community. So I'm very grateful for the support that I have been receiving.
One of the topics that I want you to comment on is that President Obama has My Brother's Keeper initiative to help our African-American youth, especially African-American boys. If you are elected president, will you still have this program?
Well, actually, I talked with President Obama about this because I really believe that it is an excellent program. He is deciding how he wants it to continue. He may want to remain involved in it after he leaves the White House, which I would be thrilled by. So in some form or another, it's going to continue. But there's a lot more I want to do in addition to that. I want to destroy the school-to-prison pipeline and replace it with a cradle-to-college pipeline. I want to take on the gun lobby so that the number one cause of death for young African-American men, namely gun violence, can be in some way brought under control.
And you've seen this gun violence happening in our communities, not just in Miami or in other cities in Florida. You see it in Chicago, D.C., Pittsburgh. And sometimes some of the root to this criminal activity is economics, lack of jobs.
I want to create more good-paying jobs in areas that have been left out and left behind, from our inner cities to rural communities. So I have a broad agenda to deal with a lot of the issues that I think are facing Americans, and in particular African-Americans, and these kinds of very important special programs are a part of what I hope to be able to continue as president.
And Ms. Clinton, you are on social media, and folks that want to get your views on various topics, not just with African-Americans, but on the broad spectrum, how can we find you on the web?
They can go to HillaryClinton.com. They can go to my Facebook page. I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat, but I think going to HillaryClinton.com is the best way to learn about my positions on issues, the speeches that I've given. I gave an important speech in Harlem a few weeks ago, laying out my agenda for tearing down the barriers of discrimination and bigotry that are still holding African Americans back. And I hope to earn the support of your listeners. I know that you've got early voting through Monday and then the primary on Tuesday. So I hope that people will come out and vote and elect a president who can do all parts of the job and can protect and build on the progress we've made under President Obama's leadership.
And again, I want to thank you and your staff for reaching out to me. You tracked me down. I understand this is one of the first radio interviews that you're doing in the entire state of Florida, and I feel privileged. We are speaking to the former First Lady as well as former Secretary of State and current candidate for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States of America. We're speaking to Hillary Clinton. Ms. Clinton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney. It's been great to talk to you. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care now. Bye-bye.